Big-hearted pensioners discussed at Kids' Toys Theft by Alice McShane. A Bermondsey pensioner who has been donating toys to Great Ormond Street Hospital for years has spoken of her outrage after thieves walked off with a haul of presents. Hundreds of pounds worth of wrapped Christmas presents destined for sick children were stolen from the hospital last Monday. The presents, which included portable DVD players, DVDs, Nintendo DS games, consoles, games and toys, were stolen from a private area of the hospital not accessible to the public. Marina Thompson, 78, who has been donating toys to the hospital every Christmas for 5 years, said, "I feel quite upset about it, to be honest. I think it's distressing to deprive children of their toys. How could they do this to the children? What kind of people are they? I don't know what this country is coming to. It's not getting better, it's getting worse," Thompson said. Marina, who has been invited by hospital staff to spend a day with the children in the new year, buys all the presents for the children from bidding channels on the television. "I got the children some telescopes, one of those new ice hockey domes, loads of teddies, watches, bracelets and dolls for the girls. There was even one massive doll that was as big as me. I put so much away for the children throughout the year, it doesn't bear anybody to put 50 pence away each week. I don't know why more people don't do it." A spokeswoman from the hospital said, "We have been overwhelmed by generous offers from individuals and companies to replace the missing items. Thank you to everyone who has contacted us for their concern and kindness. No arrests have yet been made in the connection with the thefts."